A Princess Prays. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1798. Princess Attila walked into the palace and up the stairs as she was heading for her father's bedroom. The king had not been at all well for several weeks, and she knew he would be very pleased with the first wild strawberries she had found. Every day she tried to find something different to take to him. When he could not walk into his garden, which he enjoyed, the garden, she said, had to come to him. The palace was very ancient, as it had been in the possession of the kings of Valdina for over 300 years. A few modern improvements had been made when Attila's mother was alive, but they had found it easier to leave things as they were. As far as her father was concerned, he was always very comfortable. Sadly, his new wife, Attila's stepmother, had very different ideas. As Queen Margit, she was quite determined to make an impression not only on the people of Valdina, but also on their neighbours. The royal family of Hungary, however, were not very interested in the smaller countries on their borders, which Queen Margit found infuriating, as she wished to move in grand royal circles. Princess Attila was content to ride the magnificent horses her father had brought from Hungary. She was not in the least concerned whether she was invited to balls and social functions at the Hungarian palace. As she walked towards her father's suite, she was deep in thought. She could not help feeling that it would be a mistake, whilst he was not feeling well, for her stepmother to continue entertaining as many people as she had in the last few months. She gave luncheons, dinner parties, and receptions almost every day. If a visitor of any importance appeared in Valdina, she insisted on being notified, and then she would invite everyone within driving distance to come to the palace. The majority of the Queen's friends boasted titles of social importance, and were therefore usually middle-aged or ancient. Attila was always polite to them, and yet she often mused it would be more amusing if some young people of her own age were invited. She was 18, and having been an only child, she did find her life lonely at times. As soon as her father had married again, things changed, as the new queen was extremely particular about who was entertained at the palace.
"I consider those middle-class people that you insist are so interesting to be of no social importance," she said severely to Attila. "Thus I have no intention of entertaining them."
"But the young men of their family are outstanding athletes," the princess protested. "They have not only won all the races held in the country this year, but have a superb reputation, even in Hungary."
"I still have no intention of inviting them to sit round my dining table," the queen had retorted sharply.
Attila wanted to argue the issue out with her father, but he was not well, and she knew it might worry him. She therefore had to be content with watching the young men whom she admired from the royal box, and she thought they were rather disappointed at not being asked to the palace. So were the athletes who came to the country from Moravia and Silesia, both countries on their borders. Because Valdina was not very large, her own mother had always made a point of being friendly to their neighbours, and gave them invitations whenever possible. Attila had now arrived at her father's bedroom door, and was just about to knock when she realised the door was slightly ajar. She could hear her stepmother speaking inside, and for a moment Attila hesitated.